Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is November 21st, 2015, and I'm so blessed you join us tonight at nobetterway.net. And we are being heard on blogtalkradio.com. The title of tonight's show is Fight the Good Fight. And tonight's reflection verses are from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. It reads, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Amen." So the Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy. Timothy was the leader of the church of Ephesus, and he is also writing to all Christians. He was letting Timothy and the Christian believers, he's letting them know that his time on earth was coming to an end. He was nearing the finish line. He was encouraging Timothy and all believers, including us, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul was telling the church to continue in their faith, to keep going. It is so much worth it. Keep going. Persevere in your faith. Paul said in a humble way that as he was approaching the finish line, there was a crown of righteousness that our Lord Jesus Christ will award to Paul and to all who have run the race and had longed for the Lord's appearance. Again, I say, Paul tells Timothy and all believers, it is so much worth it to finish the race, spend eternity in heaven with Jesus, our Savior, and with all our loved ones who know Jesus as their Savior. Amen. And my dear brothers and sisters, just like my title says, fight the good fight. It is a fight. We will have to take on the ways of the world. The ways of the world which will come to the ways of the Lord. Ways that are guided through the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So as followers of Jesus, we are called to live as witnesses for Jesus, sharing the good news, the gospel, and living lives of obedience to the Lord's ways and to the eternal will of God. Amen. And again, just like my title says, fight the good fight. It will be a battle. It will be a fight. But this isn't a battle, a fight that leaves us by ourselves, leaves us alone. No, we have been empowered. We have the Holy Spirit, a gift from the Lord that will empower us. It's that gift that God gave. He promised. Remember when Jesus said, when I leave, I will send you a counselor, right? A friend, a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And you recall in the book of Acts, Pentecost Sunday, when the power of the Holy Spirit swept in and empowered the early church and gave them boldness and power to speak the word of God, and it gave them power to heal, power to cast out demons, and even power to raise the dead. Amen. And this same Holy Spirit, that it's a gift to us, the same Holy Spirit that visited on Pentecost Sunday is available to us so we can fight the good fight. And this Holy Spirit will convict us when we go astray. It'll fill us with the words to battle the enemy and even give us the ability to heal and to cast out demons. Amen. Philippians 4, verse 14 says, "I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Amen. Just remember, my dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, our Lord has destroyed death. He has destroyed the works of the devil. That is why he came. He destroyed death and brought us life, eternal life, to all those that believe. As in John 3:16, right? For all that believe, he gave eternal life. And in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, it reads, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." So my dear brothers and sisters, as Paul writes to Timothy and to all believers, he encourages us to be like him, not to be ashamed to testify about our Savior. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, it reads, "All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved." Amen. In Matthew 10, verse 28, "Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." And didn't Paul, the Apostle Paul, who longed to be with the Lord, say, "Absence in the body is presence with the Lord"? So as we fight the good fight, we can know, because God's word tells me so, right? We can live for Jesus. We can fight the good fight, being empowered with the Holy Spirit, always knowing, no matter what, folks, we win, right? If there was two words to add to the Bible at the end, it would be, we win. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. All believers are sealed. We are his. He is ours. We live lives for Christ, right? We fight the good fight, right? We finish the race, and we die, but we live for eternity with Jesus Christ, right? Yes, beloved, again, I say we win. Amen to that. And praise God. Hallelujah. All right, folks, we're going to take a little break, and when I get back, I'll take some phone calls. And I hope you enjoy my first song, and that's "Give Thanks."
Give thanks.
What a great song. Give thanks. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And, you know, fighting the good fight, you know, finishing the race, right? Keeping the faith. It's not about in our own strength and our own might, our own power, our own riches. It's when we're weak is when we're strong. Because we seek the Lord, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. And for this I give thanks. For this race, you know, we're not by ourselves walking on a road by ourselves, not knowing how we're going to get through the day, you know, without strength from above. No, we do have strength from above. We've been blessed. For that, I say thank you. You know, I look back, you know, my walk in faith, and it has been a fight. It has been a battle. And I look back and I look at all the things that I've gone through in life, and I can't imagine how I would have gotten through some of them without the Lord, without His strength, without His might, without His love, without the love of others from the church. Amen. Okay, let me give out that number for tonight. I'd love for you to call in, share a story. Tell us about your fight. Tell us about your walk with the Lord. You might be at a point where you're going through a storm. You want to share that with us, or we'd love to pray for you. The number is 347-989-0095. We're all friends, dear brothers and sisters. We're all friends. So I'd just love for you to join us tonight and bless our show. And then I'll give you also my text number, 630-674-4960. If you have a question, I'd love to try to answer it for you. Or you might have a prayer request. I'd love to pray for you. So again, that number is, text number is 630-674-4960. 4960. I did get one question, and that's from my brother Casey. And what he asks, he says, the wages of sin are death. And he says, where in the Bible does it talk about that? And that happens to be in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, for it reads, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And in the book of Romans, it's telling us that when we sin, or we were born in sin, ever since Adam and Eve fell in the garden, we all have been born in sin. And the price we pay for that is death. We have that is the cost, for there is no sin that can be in the presence of God, for God is holy and pure and perfect. And the gift of God is eternal life. So the wages of our sin paid with death. And for all those that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, if Jesus Christ is not their Savior, if He doesn't dwell in their heart, and if they haven't repented and chosen to follow Christ as their Savior, you know, they recognize that they are a sinner and that those sins bring death to them. And the only way for that sin to be paid for is through Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sin of the world. And that was God's gift to mankind, that anyone that puts their faith in Christ Jesus as their Lord, as their Savior, recognizes that they are a sinner, right? And they repent. They realize that, they are a sinner. And the only way for eternal life, the only way to go to heaven in the presence of God is to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Lord. And so that is truly a gift from God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, it reads, which lines up quite well with Romans, which I just read. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, it reads, "It is by grace through faith you are saved, not of your own doing." Again, I'll say, it's not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not by works, lest no one boast. So we can't work our way into heaven, right? We have a problem, folks. We're all sinners, and the wages of those sins is death. We're all going to die, and we either are going to spend eternity in hell, and a lot of people like to say there's no such thing as hell. Well, Jesus talked about it a lot. He talked about a hell. Maybe later on in the show we'll read some verses where Jesus did talk that hell is a reality. And so the only way to pay for those sins is through Jesus Christ, right? And that's a gift of God. So God offers a gift, a free gift, right? Through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus paid for the sin of the world. So you need to recognize your sinfulness. You need to come to God, come to the Lord with a repentant heart, realizing your sinfulness, and say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm truly sorry. And I realize the only way is through your son, Jesus, which you have given to us as a gift." And accept that gift, that beautiful gift of eternity. And you will spend eternity in heaven. For this life here on earth is like a vapor, right? We don't know 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, how many years, 70, 80, maybe some even 90 years on earth. But it goes so quickly. Ask an 80-year-old how life has just flown by. It's like a vapor, folks. And then it ends. And God has given us a soul. And so thank you, Casey, for that question. And I hope I did a decent job on answering that. And my plea to everyone out there is God has given you a gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, that gift. Take that free gift and spend eternity in heaven with Jesus and with all your loved ones that have that called Jesus Christ their Savior, who live for Christ on this earth, and now they are spending eternity in heaven. And I pray that tonight you make that decision. Let tonight be your night of salvation. Amen. Okay, I'll give out that number again, 347-989-0095. I'd love for you to call in. You have a question, or you'd like to share how your journey's going, how you're fighting the good fight, how you're running the race, you're keeping the faith. These were all words that Paul spoke, right, to the church in Ephesus. Timothy, who was his understudy, who was his pupil, and Paul taught him, and he was just encouraging him to keep the fight. And Timothy, the second book of Timothy, where he writes this, that was the last letter that Paul wrote before he was, I think he was beheaded by Nero. There was a big persecution going on, and Paul lost his life, but he gained it. To lose your life is to gain it, right? Absence in the body is presence with the Lord. So even though Paul lost his life on earth, he spends eternity in heaven. And as followers, one day we'll meet Paul. He'd be quite a man to talk to, a man that at one time was persecuting the Christians. And Jesus struck him down on the road to Damascus, and he blinded him so that he would get his sight, and he would see that Jesus, who he was persecuting, was his Savior, right? And so this Paul, who was going in opposite direction, right, instead of following Jesus, he was persecuting him. So your life might be going in that opposite direction. I'm not going to say you're persecuting Christians, but you're living a life away from the ways of the Lord. You're living a life that the world offers, right?
You deserve a break today. You deserve this. You deserve that. Right? There's so much sexuality in the world, immorality, gambling, self-centeredness. You may be living a life that you think you're a pretty good person. You know, you're trying to be a good father or a good wife or just a good person. You think that, you know, you're doing a lot of good things, but you need to get one thing straightened out, folks. For those that are not walking with the Lord, there's an old preacher. He said there's two questions that everyone on earth has to answer. Who is Jesus? You have to answer that question. Who is Jesus? And the second question is, Lord, what would you have me do? So once you answer the first question, and I hope that you would answer that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is he's King. He's the Alpha and Omega, right? He's from eternity. The Word of God who became flesh and dwelt among men, John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. This Jesus, eternal Jesus, came into a fixed time. He came on earth at a specific time, right? To do the will of the Father. And that will of the Father was to share the gospel, share the good news, right? To heal the sick, right? To raise the dead, to cast out demons. But ultimately, his main purpose was to die for the sin of the world, to pay the price. And if you recognize this Jesus, the Son of God, if you recognize him as the Lord, as the Savior, as the only way, where he said in John 14:4-6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you recognize this Jesus is the only way, and he's the only way to eternal life, well, then you say, okay, Jesus, you are Lord. And then you ask the question, Lord, what would you have me do? And that's a question as followers of Jesus, as we fight the good fight, as we run the race, as we keep the faith, that's a question we need to ask the Lord every day. Lord, this is another day you've blessed me with. What would you have me do? Right? Holy Spirit, convict me, guide me, lead me. Lord, I want to live a life pleasing to you. Isn't it written, it's in Samuel, where it says, I desire obedience rather than sacrifice. So, Lord, I want to live a life obedient to you, right? What would you have me do? I want to follow you. So, folks, if you're going through a time right now, you're running the race, you're tired, and you're ready to give up. You're discouraged. Life is beating you up. You know, you believe in Jesus. You know, he's your Savior, but right now you're just tired. You've been hit with a ton of bricks. You know, you may have lost a loved one. You're going through a tough divorce. Someone's sick in your family, or you may be sick, and you just say, what's it all worth? Well, it is worth it. Didn't Paul say? It says, fight the good fight, right? Finish the race, keep the faith, right? And he says, in the end, you'll get the crown of righteousness. And right now, it may not seem like you want to just quit. You're angry, you're mad. You're mad at God. And you know what? God's a big God. It's okay to be mad at God, but talk to him. He's always listening. You know, when we talk to God, you're crossing into dimensions. Here on earth, you know, I've heard is a Christian scientist, and I actually listened to him last night on the internet, and that was on the show Hagman and Hagman. I'll pull a plug for them, and they've got some really good Christian interviews, speakers. And he talked about how we live in a three-dimensional world, right? Length, width, and depth. And then time is the fourth dimension, so it's four dimensions. So we're limited to this time that we've been given on earth. And when you pray, you connect with God. When you call out to the creator of the universe, he listens to you. He hears you. So you're actually connecting your limited dimensions, connecting to eternity. For the Lord Jesus, he dwells in heaven. And they say that there's 13 dimensions, and that 13th dimension is eternity. It's heaven. So when you pray, when you cry out to God, when you're tired, when you're cast as in 1 Peter 5:7, where it says, "Cast all your anxieties upon the Lord, for he cares about you." When you're casting all your anxieties upon the Lord, he hears you, he cares about you. You're connecting with eternity, with the 13th dimension. And I'll tell you, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool that we as humans in our limited world, right? At one time, right, God created us in the image of God. We were created in his image, right? And then in the garden, Adam and Eve fell. And that perfect connection with God was broken. Not severed, but broken. And Jesus is the connection now. He is the tree of life that connects the two other trees that Revelation talks about, the two trees by the river. And that third tree is the cross. And that cross that Jesus died on, you put your faith in that cross and you connect yourself and you're connected to eternity. And that is, in my mind, it blows my mind. You know, as you research the Bible, as you study the Bible, you read God's word, and the Holy Spirit opens your eyes, you're just realizing that this loving, eternal God cares about you, a sinner, right? You're living in a broken world, you know, where everything is broken, and sometimes it seems so hopeless. And this loving God gives you hope through Jesus Christ because he loves you so much, right? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. For whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So whoever shall believe, and that belief isn't just recognition. Oh, I recognize that Jesus died for my sins, right? Just not a casual recognition. It is a belief with all your heart, soul, and mind. It is a belief realizing your sinfulness. It is a belief realizing that you're hopeless without him. But with Jesus Christ, you have hope. You have eternal life. And that is so cool. And the thing is, as believers, you are sealed, right? And through the Holy Spirit, you are sealed that you are one of Christ, right? You are written in the book of life. And there's nothing that Satan and his minions can do. They can harass you, right? They can make life miserable. They can tempt you and drag you away from the road that you're supposed to be on, right? You can fall away. You can drift. But you are sealed in the Spirit. You are sealed. You have power and dominion, right? God did not give you a spirit of timidity, right? He gave you a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. So there's nothing Satan can do. You are in charge, right? You are in charge. You have dominion over Satan and his minions because you have Jesus Christ. You are filled with the blessed Holy Spirit. The love of God is in you. And there's nothing he can do. He can harass you. He can make life miserable for moments. You can be led astray, but if you stay in the power of the cross, you stay in the power of his word, you know his love, you know his promises, in the power, in the name of Jesus Christ, there's nothing that Satan and his minions can do. You are empowered. And to that I say amen. And so you are empowered to walk, right? To run the race, right? To keep the faith, right? And receive the crown of righteousness, right? One day, you know, when we die, we go to heaven, and we receive the crown of righteousness. We live eternity with Jesus Christ and with all our loved ones, all those that know Jesus as their Savior will be reunited. And what a party that will be. All those people we love, we care about, they're gone. We miss them. We miss their love. We miss their smile. We miss their laughter. We just miss them because they were just so much part of our life. Well, even though they're absent, they're still part of your life. You have their love. You have their memories. And one day, right, you'll be in heaven where there'll be no more tears. It's perfect there, right? And we'll enjoy the eternal love of Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the saints, all the angels, all the loved ones. And to that I say, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I've been rolling along here, and I was hoping my son would call in because he always has good things to say. Again, the title of our show tonight is Fight the Good Fight. And I'll give that number out again, 347-989-0095. And if you have a text or you'd like to text a question, or you might have a prayer request, I'd love to pray for you. And that number is 630-674-4960. Okay, you know what I'm going to do is my screen is kind of silent tonight. I am going to play another song, and bear with me. Okay, this is for all those folks that right now things aren't so good. They've got some kind of storm going on in their life, whatever that may be. My prayer is that tonight's show blesses you, that the Holy Spirit fills you, that you feel the presence of God, you feel the love of God, and you feel His hope. And you know that you have that eternal hope. But it doesn't mean that you're not hurting right now. It doesn't mean that the storm isn't real. But, folks, I just want to let you know that the good Lord loves you, and He will help you get through this time. So I'm going to play the song Praise You in the Storm, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. God who gives and takes away. I love that song by Casting Crowns, Praise You in the Storm. Every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. Though my heart is torn, I praise you in the storm. Well, those are words of faith, you know, a broken heart. And yet, what words of great words of faith. You know, he's, even though he's going through this storm, his heart is broken, all the tears, he's still praising the Lord. And I said, you know, to all you folks out there that are going through a storm, and yet you say, I'm still going to praise the Lord every day of my life. I'm going to praise him at church. I'm going to praise him in my job. Everything I do, I say, God bless you. You know, that's a great witness to other believers or to people that are searching. When they see a person of faith that has such great faith, even when they're walking through a storm, you are a witness for Jesus Christ. You may not even realize it. And tonight, to all you folks out there that are going through a storm and still praising the Lord, I say, God bless you. God bless you richly. And may he strengthen you and increase your faith and bless you beyond your comprehension. Amen. Okay, I have a call. Take that call right now. Hello, welcome to KnowBetterWay.net. Thanks for calling. Having a little technical difficulty. Trying to get a... I will ask that if you're still listening to the show, I might have caught you right as you hung up. If you could, 817 area code, if you could call back, that would be great. I don't want to lose that call. So. Give it another try. So I was just talking about what a witness you can be. You know, that's when people are watching you, you know, your faith, you know, your witness. You know, you're a follower of Jesus. It's easy to believe when everything's going well, right? Those are the easier times. But when you're tested is when, you know, even though you're going through some storm in life, you know, a loss, right? An illness, whatever it may be, you're witnessing to others. And, you may not even be realizing it at times. One day in heaven, you'll have folks walk up to you and say, hey, Joe, hey, Mary, hey, John, hey, Phil, hey, Peter, thank you. You know, I watched you as you, you know, you went through those hard times and I knew you were a Christian, and your witness actually drew me closer and made me look into following Jesus. And thank you for your witness, because of you, I became a Christian. And, you know, you never know, you know, we'll have folks walk up to us in heaven and thank us. And we'll just say, we'll give God all the glory. Amen. Amen. Okay. I've 817-454. Please try calling in again, because for some reason there's a technical difficulty. I'd love for you to call in. We've got a good 10 minutes left in the show, so I'd love for you to contribute, bless the show. Please try again, okay? Well, while I'm waiting, I'm gonna read a verse, and this is from the book of Hebrews. And it's from chapter 12. I'll start right at verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him
endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. And so, the main thing I want out of those verses is, I love where it says, fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. And he saw, he endured the cross and all the shame that was involved with it, because he saw the joy beyond it. The joy, right? There's joy of him being our Savior, the Son of God, right? The Lamb of God, he paid the price. He endured, right? He endured the cross and the shame involved with it, because he saw beyond that the joy. And you know, and I think about our own race. I think about our own race that we should endure, right? Endure all the pain that's involved with our race, right? Keep the faith, right? Continue to run the race, right? And at the end, the joy of the crown of righteousness. Amen. Okay, I'm going to take that call again. Hopefully this time we can get it. Welcome to NoBetterWay.net. Thanks for calling.
Hello, how's it going tonight?
Good, good. You caught me on the back end of the show. But, you know, we've got a good 7-8 minutes. So I'm going to give you the floor. Tonight I'm talking about fighting the good fight. Paul talked about in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
Yeah, I mean, he lived a, if anyone fought a good fight, it was Paul, huh? Johnny shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Snakes biting him, whipped, jailed, all sorts of scrambled stuff happening to him. People wanting to kill him left and right and continue on pressing forward to share the gospel. And, you know, just his kind of like his farewell letter to his buddy. Must have been pretty sad for those guys at that time. But he fought the good fight, and he just had just probably a peace about that and a joy about that he had lived his life for the Lord and trusted that he was going to be with him soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading a little bit on the history of, Paul, and it said that was his last letter that he wrote before he died. You know, he was sending it to Timothy and the church of Ephesus to encourage them, you know, that, you know, keep fighting the good fight, you know, finish the race, you know, keep the faith, you know, so, yeah. And he had great love for Timothy, and, you know, and he just wanted them to, you know, he was going to, like how they passed the baton on for the next runner. He was handing over that baton to Timothy and says, keep going, brother, keep going. You know, it's all well worth it, that crown of righteousness that awaits us all.
Yeah, I mean, what else we going to do with our life except for what God tells us to do? Anything else is a waste.
Yeah.
Tell the kids that, you know, the Great Commission's not for just pastors, but it's for every Christian to go out there and teach people about Jesus. And, you know, it makes you nervous, so you don't want to do it. So you're like, come up with 1,000 excuses, but stakes are high. Jesus loves our neighbors, our classmates, our, you know, work, you know, mates, whatever the case may be. He loves everybody, and he desires for all of them to be saved. So to fight a good fight is just to continue to love God, love people, and share about the good news of Jesus with people and live for Jesus. And that's the good fight. And it doesn't matter what comes our way. If we're doing that, then we're in good hands, no matter what comes our way.
Yeah. Yeah. I listened to a little video earlier today, Dave, and there was a pastor, Walter Martin, and he might have passed away now a good 10, 15 years ago. And he ran into Muhammad Ali at the airport, and he says, I'm not here to get an autograph or to be one of these, thrill seekers or, to bother you about that. And what he did was he talked about boxing because that's what Muhammad Ali was about. So this guy was a big boxing fan too, this Walter Martin. He actually was a boxer in his earlier day. So they talked about boxing because that was what Muhammad Ali loved. And then what he said was, he says, you have to find people and find what they're about and what they like and start a conversation there. And then he goes, then turn to, and start talking about Jesus. You have to kind of like not win them over, but just, go on there, like Paul used to always say, he'd find a way to get on their page, and I just thought that was pretty interesting, Dave, because you're talking about sharing the gospel and how this Walter Martin said, how he tries to get on the same page of interest with these people love. And then he goes, now I got them set up so I can share about Jesus. But I just thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, be all things to all people, Paul, right? But I mean, it just needs to come in natural conversation because, we come up with some kind of scrambled routine that we do with like a salesman.
Yeah.
people read through that, right? Someone comes to your door and has all these niceties they're saying to you, and they're just trying to set you up for a buy some vacuum cleaner or something. But, you can't be some chooch like that. Gotta really love people.
Yeah.
I think that's what he was doing, just showing people, hey, this is what you love. I love it too. Let's talk about it as friends. I care about you.
And, yeah.
The reason that you're a great boxer is because God made you a great boxer, and let me tell you a little bit about God and what he's done for you that's even better than that, turning the, showing them who God is through what's already happened in their life. And, God's the God of all, the creator God of all these people, whether they recognize him or not. So, introduce them to God without, Johnny Formulaic or something like that.
Yeah, like you said, some kind of scripted thing where everyone can read through it.
Hello, it's good to see you today.
Yeah.
You look like a nice young man. Let me tell you a little story about Jesus.
yeah. But, I just thought that was pretty interesting because I know that's how Paul was, right? He kind of always saw the person and what they were about, and would go to their level, whether, he would kind of go into their culture and so he'd just become like them. So then he could share the gospel, so he had a good, sincere way about him when that people could accept, his ways.
Yeah, and then that's the fighting the good fight. Is a lot of time is really digging in and getting involved with people's lives, and it's a lot easier to be selfish and take care of myself and do what I want, spend my time how I want, spend my money how I want, just be self-centered, completely, totally engaged in whatever I want to do. But fighting the good fight is serving Jesus, and to serve Jesus in this world is to love people and share Jesus with people. Because you can't share Jesus with people while you're watching TV on the couch.
No.
I guess you can, but not with the same type of impact. You could use the internet or whatever, but you really need to build relationships. And So a big part of the good fight nowadays is actually loving people. Taking the time to actually love people.
Yeah.
Caring for those in need and praying for those in need and saying, open hands to God and say, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And it's a hard prayer to pray for people because we're stained by sin and selfishness, and pride. You know, we think we know the best way, but you know, God's way doesn't make sense in this world to a lot of people. We struggle, Christians struggle with it too sometimes. They love your enemy, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know what they did? You really know what they did to me? You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's just a matter of one day at a time, yeah, loving people and loving God and sharing Jesus as best you can. That's the good fight.
You said it well, Dave. Yeah, you said it well. I don't know if I could add anything to that. Just say amen. And I'm looking at the clock, and I've got under 4 minutes. And time flies when you're doing work for the Lord. Ain't it? Yeah. So I'm gonna wrap up the show, and I appreciate you calling in tonight, and looking forward to our next show next week, and Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday. I just pray that everyone has a blessed Thanksgiving, and everyone be especially thankful for Jesus and what he did for us. He paid the price for our sins on the cross, and he rose the third day, and he gave us eternal hope, and for that I say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Anyone out there that hasn't believed in him, today's a great day for that. So,
yes.
You don't know what tomorrow brings if God puts it on your heart to believe in Jesus. Yeah, pray. Yep. Pray to the Lord today.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's good talking to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Dave. You take care, and thank you again for calling in. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, that was my son, David. He was able to call in at the end of the show, and I'm so appreciative of that. He always has good words to say. And tonight, it's been talking about fighting the good fight. And folks, I just pray that you continue to fight the good fight, through the good and the bad. You've got you have a God that loves you dearly, and he's not left you defenseless or by yourself. He's given you the Holy Spirit. He's given you the Word, and he's given you eternal hope, the crown of righteousness that awaits us all. And all that, I say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I just want to say goodnight, folks, as I close out with the final song. And may you all have a blessed Thanksgiving, giving thanks to the Lord and to all the blessings in your life. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. All right. Good night. Take care. Good night, folks. Take care.
Prepares your will for me.